Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So the latest fad in sustainable living and conserving water is, wait for this, the 2-minute shower, also known, I believe, as the Navy shower. So I did it this morning. I can confirm it's totally doable if you're a man with short hair anyway. Sustainability journalist Jo Lenehan, good afternoon.
Morning, Brendan.
So, Jo, let's start with the luxury option. How much water does a typical bath use?
So a typical bath is going to use about 80 litres of water, which is phenomenal. And then your typical shower in Ireland, it depends what kind of shower you have, obviously, but a power shower can use up to 16 litres a minute. So whatever you're doing,
Whoa.
You're using a lot of water.
Okay. So then a few years back, there was this idea of the 4-minute shower, but now it's down to 2. Where did the idea for the 2-minute shower come from?
It's reducing all the time. Next year, it'll be the 30-second shower the way we're going. But yes, this is this new fad. And it goes back to the Navy. The Navy used to have this, obviously, they would be dealing with a lot of water scarcity on ships. So the idea was to get into the shower, get wet, stop the shower, lather up, do whatever you need to do, and then rinse off quickly. But now then that was adapted in Africa many years ago, in about 2017, when there was water shortages, and the government decided to use this campaign, this really effective campaign, to get people to start using 2-minute showers. And there's playlists on Spotify that help you time your shower and everything. And it was really effective. And now obviously other parts of the country or other parts of the world are trying to bring it in as well, just for people to conserve water and be a little bit more aware of how much water is actually being used, because it's a lot.
Okay, so break it down for me. What's the strategy? Presumably you can't hang around waiting for the water to heat up.
No, you can't. So you need to really look, you need to plan, right?
Right.
So you need to have everything you need ready to go. So you can't be turning on the shower, faffing to go get a towel. Oh, I forgot my new, you know, shampoo or whatever. You need to have everything ready to go. You need to be undressed, turn on your shower, hop in, and then you need to be really focused. And like this big thing on TikTok and social media is the everything shower, where you go in and you give yourself a lovely lather and everything. That goes out the window. You need to be very, very functional. As you said there, you did it, and very conveniently, you short hair.
Very easy for me to do everything. There isn't much everything there, like, yeah.
Yes, very difficult if you're like me and you have longer hair, so you need to be smart. But then there's other like good things you can do. Like, I've gotten a lot of people to adopt a shampoo bar, and people think that's a bit grim, but there's actually really bougie shampoo bars now, and they're brilliant because you can just lather up really quick. They also will give your body a really nice bougie wash. So that's the kind of thing that speeds you up, because opening the shower or opening the shampoo, getting out the conditioner, that all takes time, you know.
And are you suggesting as well bringing plants into the shower with you?
This is another thing that I heard was gas. If you're really trying to be good with your water usage, you could bring in your plants. And obviously not when the shampoo and the shower gel is going.
Yes, okay.
If you're
for the rinsing, for the rinsing end of things.
Exactly. They can be sitting around you and they can enjoy a nice shower with you, instead of you going around and washing them separately during the week. So you could be doing a double chore in the one go while you're having your 2-minute shower, which would be excellent.
And listen, is there a way to figure out in general how much water we're using at home if we want to kind of try and think of being more mindful?
Yes, well, look, this is the thing. I know this is a great kind of headline to have the 2-minute shower, but really the message is to just be a little bit more conscious and actually understand how much we're using, because we live in such a great world. We don't have to, you know, bring the water in for the shower. We're not turning on the washing machine and seeing how much water is being used. So Ishka Aaron have done this brilliant online quiz. It's only about 13 questions. It's really fun to do. And they ask you about your daily habits. About 2/3 of all the water that we consume in Irish households is down to our washing habits. And that includes, obviously, shower, hair, brushing the teeth. So they'll tell you how much you're using, and then you can compare and see, are you using more than the average person? Are you using less? What are the tips and tricks you can save? And then it comes back to the really basic things, like obviously the 2-hour or the 2-minute shower is extreme, but not letting the water run when you're brushing your teeth.
Completely. Makes sense.
All those
yeah.
small things. Yeah, it's okay. Really, really fun. So I'd encourage everyone to do that quiz.
Okay, the gauntlet is down. 2-minute showers. Jo Lenehan, thank you very much. We'll take a break.